something about Mary teaches to us.
Okay, so my name is Terry. I'm from Scotland. And my first experience of our Blessed Mother really was as a child. She was always in our home, as a picture on a wall, as an icon, or as a lovely statue. So there was some veneration to Our Lady in our home, but I felt she was always quite close to me. I'd get dragged along to October devotions with my sisters and end up doing rosary there, so I just wanted to see what they were doing. That's why I went along, but Our Lady had different plans for me, I think. So years later, I used to pray to Our Lady and ask her, wouldn't it be great if you came back in our time and visited us in our time? Because I had heard of Fatima and of course Lourdes, so I thought, yeah, this would be great. So I prayed to her for that, and one day I was sitting in church and it was a Father McGlinchey. He went up, said the gospel and says, now I'm going to read out Our Lady's latest message from Medjugorje. And I nearly fell out of the seat because this was like, my goodness, this is an answer. And I instantly believed it, instantly felt it in my heart to be true and to be right. And so I couldn't wait to get there. Couldn't afford to go, but all of a sudden, as the story with these kind of things, money turned up and we got some free places, which was amazing. And off we went with a pilgrimage where we met lots of lovely people, ended up in Medjugorje, and had amazing experiences of Our Lady there. And she really came close to me personally, and I experienced the Lord and all of that, and just never looked back from that time. So she has a special place in my heart, and so does Jesus, of course. And she has led me step by step to have a personal, a deeper relationship with Jesus, her son, and which is probably why I've ended up here in Krakow at the Shrine of the Divine Mercy, because that's where she's led me.
Nombre nuevo.